everyone. Welcome to today's Word of Mom Radio here on the Word of Mom Media Network. I'm your host, Dori DiCarlo, and you know we are here week after week, show after show, just breaking those myths that mompreneurs and businesswomen are just dabbling in between bake sales and getting our nails done. We are smart, we are savvy, and we are sharing the wisdom of women in business and in life. And I love sharing people that work in things that I could never do. I really do. And today is no exception. We have Michelle Koch, who is the computer lady with us. She started writing STEM nonfiction picture books for children to help her heal from the emotional trauma of having breast cancer. Michelle is an instructor and teaches STEM IT hardware repair of computers to adults at Cellbotics in Greenville, South Carolina. She is currently writing more books with the hope of helping children enjoy reading, helping them understand the world of technology in the world we live in today. Michelle lives to create a bright future by giving children the gift of reading. You can find her at her website, tmrzus.com, for new books, and you can follow her on Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram. All the links will be live on the Word of Mom Radio pages. So, Michelle, welcome to Word of Mom Radio.
Hello, Dori. Thank you so much for having me. I am so excited to be here.
I'm really thrilled to have you here because, you know, as somebody, you know, I know enough about a computer to make me dangerous to myself. And, you know, STEM, the whole thing that you are doing, writing books and inspiring children. I have my grandson and, you know, he loves, when I say to him, do you want to read a book with Mimi? He will just stop, grab his book, flops himself into my lap and, you know, let's read. And it's so much fun. So I applaud what you are doing. And I want to ask, how did you start writing STEM inspired books for children? And for those listeners that don't know what STEM is, explain it.
Okay, well, STEM is science, technology, engineering, and math. And what we want to do today is make sure our kids are going toward those protocols so we can continue to be the best we can be as far as our kids being smart and being on that STEM level because we had been falling off. Now, I started writing STEM, one, because I teach it. Two, the biggest reason was I get breast cancer, and when I came home, I was really going crazy in my mind about all the things that was going on, and God was like, wait a minute, stop, I got you. And the books just started coming, the ideas started coming, and I started writing about 4 years ago after I came home from surgery.
How amazing. I love how you turned it into such a positive. So what's your mission with these books for children?
Well, my first goal is, one, I want kids to love reading because if you look at our literacy rates, they are really low. The other thing is I want to help them understand technology because a lot of kids can use a phone. They might be able to use a tablet, but do they understand how it actually works and functions and how that is incorporated in our daily lives?
You know, you would love my grandson. It's so funny. This little guy, he's not even 20 months old yet, and the first thing he does with any toy he gets, and he's been doing this for months, is figuring out how it goes on and off. He wants to know how it goes on and off. He wants to know this. And it was so funny. He's got this little plane, and it must be out of battery. And he's looking at me yesterday. He's giving it to me. He's like, Mimi, off. Mimi, off. And I was like, I know it's off. He's like, on. I said, it won't go on, honey. It's out of battery. But on. It's amazing to me. His parents had given him for Christmas, my son, they gave him one of the little Kindle tablets for children.
Yes.
I couldn't figure out how to turn it on. He turned it on. He was on like level 6. It's amazing to me how in today's world technology. And I like the idea that you want them to understand what is behind it because I think that's critical.
Not only is it critical, it's crucial for them to be able to compete because you got to remember, we're a global society. They're going to have to compete on every level, and we have to give them every opportunity to make sure that they can compete and compete very well.
What is the age range for your book?
The age range of my books is 4 through 10. And the reason I do it so broadly is, one, we need to read to our children. It's paramount that every adult, caregiver, parent, grandparent, read to a child. And the more we read to them, they start to understand it and they want to read it back to us. This gives them better language skills, and it helps them to advance quicker. And but for the kids that are already behind, these books help them catch up. So you say you had a 6 or 7 year old that might be slow in reading, but because this is in rhyming prose, it's going to help them catch up to their peers.
I really like that. My middle son was speech delayed, and it was pure speech delay. He was declassified by the time he finished second grade, but his teachers were just, he needs special ed, he needs tutors, his grammar's atrocious, and this and that. And I was like, you know, why don't you step back a little bit? Because until fifth grade, by the time he's in fifth grade, he will have as many years with language as without. So let's see where he is then. And then let's start to panic if there's a problem, which they thought that was letting him go too far, blah, blah. But yeah, you know, my honor student and whatnot. And he had to catch up at his own pace. And I think that a lot of times, you know, we want our kids to be little geniuses and, you know, little Einsteins. And people forget that Einstein didn't start speaking till he was 4,
exactly.
You know. And but we do. We just kind of push instead of remembering that it is a journey. It's not a race. And doing those simple things, reading those books over and over again, I love. My grandson will pick up his book and he's babbling to himself, but he knows the story. And if I skip a page, he goes back because he knows I skipped a page and stuff. So they are such little sponges. Everything we share with them is going to imprint somewhere. So I want to ask with the book, why are they more picture and not chapter book?
Well, I want to engage the younger readers, and younger readers engage with pictures. And so if you have the words and text corresponding to the pictures and it's in rhyming prose, it gives them that ionic pentameter that children need to catch up with the language skills, and the pictures help to reinforce it.
I love the idea. Pictures are so much fun to look at, and you know that old saying, a picture's worth 1,000 words. It's the same reason that when I put something on TV for my grandson, if we're watching, I love to go to YouTube and find Mr. Rogers and things like that that aren't on TV anymore. I put the closed caption on all the time. So that way he can see the words as people are speaking them.
And it keeps him engaged, and he's actually learning those words.
Yeah.
The next time you talk to me, you're going to be telling me, you know, he's speaking like a small adult because you're giving him those language skills early.
It's funny. His mom was telling me, they were telling me yesterday because I have him on Tuesdays, and that, you know, she's been writing down all of his words, and he has over 70. He's not putting them together into sentences yet. He might put 2 together, but it's hilarious because all of a sudden he has started all the babbling, and so he'll just, he's funny, and it's hilarious because he means it. He's very serious, but it's so funny. Whenever I see him, I always wear my headband because he loves it, and he just headband, and I'll say to him, what are you going to say? He's like, peace, and I'll give him the headband for him to put on. It's so funny, and, you know, but it's such a marvel to watch them grow at this age because, again, they're exposed to so much, and there are so many learning experiences out there for them, and I love that, you know, for you, the books that you're writing, share some of the book. Like, share one of your stories with us.
Okay, well, the first book is Mommy is a Computer Smarter Than Me, and that particular book, it gets, because kids, you know, they see us on a computer. You know, they have their little tablets, and because they get so much information from the computer, they're like, well, is this thing smart? Or, you know, how does it get smart? How is all of this connected? And so I go to explain, or the mommy goes to explain how computers aren't smart, but they're really, really fast. They execute in a nanosecond flash. If someone would tell you, and if you must know, a nano is a billion times with data running to and fro, part of the book. But she explains to little Mikey how much smarter he is and the fact that, you know, we don't have to charge you up at night. So being able to get kids to see the reality of it but also see them in the context of it is what I love.
I think that's so much fun.
I love it. And then, you know, I have the new book, which you read, Mommy was an entrepreneur. And we talked to the mommy talks to kids. Her and her husband are entrepreneurs. And the mommy goes on to explain what they do as entrepreneurs. They have rental property, how they rehabilitated this property, and then reminded her how she had a lemonade stand, and then they went and opened up her savings account for her own future business plans. So these things, again, bring kids around to see themselves and what they can do. Now, I'm going to share with you a new book I have. I'm going to share a title. I'm not going to share you the whole book, but I am working on my 7th book.
Wow.
I don't know if I told you, but I broke my hip before New Year's. I was going to the big game at the Dome because I have my sign because I'm giving away books. I'm giving away over 500,000 of this new book, Mommy Was an Entrepreneur. And I had my sign. My foot hit the speed bump. I twist and land on my hip, and I break the back of the socket out. So I wrote a book about it, and it's called Mommy Was the Acetabulum. And in this particular book, we go into what happened to Grandma and how it, and who fixed it. And we're actually going to take that book, and we're going to use it as a fundraiser for our public hospital here.
How amazing.
Grady Memorial Hospital is the number one trauma hospital in Georgia and the number 8th trauma hospital in the United States. And they service all of Atlanta, and that's where I was when I was whisked off the ground to the hospital. And it also shares my journey with breast cancer and sarcoidosis and the fact that we had to delay the surgery in order for them to have a workaround because one of the granulomas in my chest is pressing against the trachea. But the funny part of it is I have a doctor named Dr. Mike and Dr. Ike, and everybody knows about Mike and Ike candy. And I said, this is just too perfect. No one could really believe this, but these are my two doctors that worked on me and got me well. And so it's a wonderful little story. I cannot wait for it. I finished it. I can't wait for the pictures to come back. And as soon as it does, I'm going to send you a copy, Dory, because I know your little grandson is going to love it.
I can't wait. And on that note, we're going to take a quick break and say thank you to our sponsors. We'll be right back here on Word of Mom Radio.
As parents, keeping our school safe is our utmost concern. SafetyBags.com offers a line of clear bags and backpacks, not only for the students, but for the teachers, administrators, and everyone else entering that school, because asking our students to carry clear bags puts the responsibility of keeping our school safe literally on the backs of our children. Safety Bags offers a way to partner with the schools in keeping them safe. So visit us at safetybags.com and you will see why we are the clear choice. Because safety, it's in the bag.
We all know a survivor. Some of our friends and family have made it through difficult times. Some of us don't make it. Losing a loved one to cancer, a car accident, or any other unfortunate event can be crippling and unavoidable. But one of the hardest subjects to talk about is suicide. Too often, our youth decide that leaving this place is easier than facing the struggle forced upon them every day. More than 1 in 4 children go through some form of bullying or another. Most of us survive with scars, but for some, the inner demons created cannot be recognized or treated in time to ensure they make it through. Bullying in every form is very much avoidable. It starts with me, and it starts with you. This is Kelly Carius from No Such Thing as a Bully, reminding you to do your part when you see bullying happen. If you don't know what that is, call 403-447-4404 or go to nosuchthingasabully.com.
Join StadiumBags.com in our efforts to keep schools safe. 10% of every bag sold will now be donated to different organizations promoting safety in our learning environments. Not only do our clear bags take the hassle out of going through security, but they make a difference. So join us at StadiumBags.com because you'll see why we are the clear choice, because safety, it's in the bag.
And we're back here on Word of Mom Radio. We are talking with the computer lady, Michelle Cox, about her fabulous book collections in the Mommy Readers Collection series. And you've already started talking about this next book. I love the fact that you have taken what some people would find negative experiences and tough roads and things like that and continually turn them into something positive to move you, your mission, and your dreams forward, Michelle. It's really amazing. And I know you have fundraising events that you're involved with, so can you let us know about them?
Well, we're going to be working with Ray Hospital. We started talks with them today about what we're doing, and they're having a chance to review for that particular book. But we have another one. This particular book, the new one, Mommy West and Entrepreneur, I'm giving away 500,000 of those, number one, because I want to get kids reading. And we're also going to be working with the Head Start programs all over the United States to make sure that everybody gets books. The cool thing is, Dory, because you were so fantastic and you have such a far reach, if we give away all 500,000, I promise you I'll double it to 1 million because I really, really, my goal is to make sure that kids are reading.
How are you able to give away these books like this?
Well, number one, I'm the publisher. Number two, it's my mission. My mission is to make sure kids love reading. And with picture books, I'll tell you this one little story. My manager of the Publix, it's our local grocery store here, really, really sweet lady, showed her the book, and she's like, my son doesn't like reading. I said, take it home, see what happens. She took it home with him. He took it to school every day, and he said, Mommy, it's my favorite book.
Oh.
I about cried in the store because that's where my success lies. Every time I give a kid a book and they see me and it's like, it's Michelle the Computer Lady. I love your book. When's the next one? Those things, you know, just make my whole world light up.
Making the difference in the lives of children, what can be better? I mean, really, you know, when I think back and, you know, raising my kids and now watching, I have a grandson, I have a granddaughter on the way. It's the most remarkable thing as you watch your children's children and knowing that you are that little piece. But it's part of what Word of Mom is all about, because people say to me, oh, well, you know, I don't have any kids. There's a mom in all of us. We are always out there making a difference in children's lives and in people's lives and in wanting to do things. It's why so many women are in helping professions, are writers, are educators, because it's not giving birth that makes you a mother. It is the care for other people that brings out that nurturing mother side that I think we have. And how marvelous that you know that this little boy who didn't like to read, your book is his favorite book, and he takes it with him to school every day. I mean, that's just, what an accomplishment, you know, really.
It made my heart so happy because she's like, now he wants to read other books. Now he's interested.
You know, it's and funny. So my daughter, I love to read, and my daughter loved to read, you know, always. My sons weren't the biggest readers, so I didn't care. I got them sports magazines. I didn't care what they read as long as they were reading something. And then each one of them at one point had to read a book for school, but it just kind of caught them. And my oldest son, it was the best. I was saying goodnight to everybody, you know, checking before I went to bed, and he was still up reading. I was like, what are you doing? He goes, Mom, I finally understand what you and Courtney talk about when you say you got lost in a book. I can't put this book down. I really want to just stay up and finish this book. And I was like, sweetie, you have school in the morning. You have to put the book down. He was like, Mom, I only have 20 pages left. I was like, finish reading the book. You know, I'll drive you to school in the morning. I'll let you sleep in, you know, but it's a wonderful thing. And it's funny. I had given them a Kindle years ago, and my middle son still is the same Kindle that I bought him literally 9 years ago. Never is without it. Always has some book that he's reading. His wife likes the hardcover. I'm like her. I want to read a book. I want the pages in my hand. He's like, I love my Kindle, man. I can take it with me everywhere. I never have to worry, you know, but it's so much fun. And when you give your kids the gift of reading, it opens up an entire world to them. It really is. So how many books are going to be in your Mommy Readers collection?
12. That's the magic number, 12.
Now,
there might be more,
12?
But 12 is number one. I think 12 will give them enough information to take them into chapter book. And it was just a number that came to me. It's like 12. So it's 12. Even though my favorite number is 8. But it's 12.
Well, I like 12. I like 12. So do you write, regular printed books? Or are they all picture books?
No, they're picture books, they're printed books, but this particular one, the one I'm giving away, is an e-book because I want to be able to make sure kids are getting books, and especially because now most kids have a tablet or they have access to a computer. But I do have printed books. My first book is a printed book, the one that's Mommy is a Computer Smarter Than Me. These other books that are e-books will be available in print later. We'll work the logistics out on how we can do that, as long as we can make it affordable for parents. Because that's the other thing. I don't want to have to make, create all these wonderful books, and then we have people that can't afford them.
Awesome. You know, technology is amazing, and the reality is it's true. Most kids have access to either a tablet or a computer, and, you know, it gives them something to do in a car and everything else, and it just fosters their imagination. So
what do you think about it? Us grandparents, we'll buy one of our grandbabies a tablet. These days, you can get tablets for like $29. Not a great cost, but a really great investment if you've given them educational things to do as well as entertain.
Well, you know, I like I said, I keep going back to my little guy who has his little play tablet. And this baby will point out all of the letters. He knows all of his numbers. Some of them, you know, if you say to him M, he'll point to the M, and that's Mama. It's like, that's right. Mommy is with an M, you know. And then we love to play, I'll pick up the puzzle piece and we play M and W because, you know, and I'll flip them. Every once in a while, I'll take the M and I'll flip it to W, and he'll go and pick up the W and hand me the W, you know. It's like, no, this W, you know. It's like, okay, he hasn't quite gotten that grasp yet, but it's so much fun. You know, but it is. It's just, you know, how fast they learn, how technology-based they are. And, you know, he's going to be teaching me stuff. I know it. And he's going to be teaching me things sooner than later. So I have to tell you, I actually heard that you write lyrics or songs.
Yes,
is this
I actually
true?
Write country songs. Absolutely, it is true. I have a few country songs I've written. I've got one that we're setting to music now. Can't tell you the name of it yet because, you know, even though it's copywritten, we haven't set it to music. And, you know, you have such a wide expanse. I would hate to hear my song on the radio before I record it.
Yeah, okay, I understand. What made you write country music?
Well, I grew up in Mississippi, and I've listened to country. I listen to everything. I listen to opera, country, jazz, electro tech. I listen to what my grandkids listen to. But you ever get things that just get in your knot, in your head? I get these things. They come in my head, and so I'll be driving along, and all of a sudden, the song will just, okay, there's the song. And I can see everything. I can see the person that's supposed to perform it. I can see how the music is laid out, what it's supposed to sound like, even though I'm not a performer that way. It's just a gift. God gives them to me. I spit them out.
Well, no wonder you write so well in prose.
This new little song, though, you're going to love it. I promise you, you're going
to
love it.
Well, good. You'll have to come back for our entertainment show.
I'll sing you a bar.
Good. So as we're wrapping up here, it's amazing how fast the time goes. What would you like to leave our listeners with? And please let them know how they can reach you.
All right. Everybody remember, I'm Michelle the Computer Lady. My website is T as in the, M as in mommy, R as in readers, C as in collection, U as in United, S as in states.com. And to get the free book, Mommy Was an Entrepreneur, use code hashtag BBC, that stands for Beating Breast Cancer, in the ebook link on the website. I'm going to have plenty more books. If you need to reach me there, you can leave me messages. If you have a group or organization that needs a lot of books, just let me know. Contact me, and we'll work it out to make sure you guys get the books you need.
Michelle, thank you so much for being here with us. I thank you in advance for all of the kids who are going to wind up with your books and your commitment to giving away all of these books so you can empower children everywhere. Excuse me. So for all of us here at Word of Mom Radio, thank you so much for being here with us. And we thank you so much, as always, for sharing some of your time with all of us here. So we're going to close out with our fabulous theme song from Smith Sisters Bluegrass. And until next time, this is Dori DiCarlo saying go out and create a marvelous you. Bye for now.
She is brave. She is bold. She is you. She is you. She is you. She is you. She is sure.